Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
I am that I am, the mighty ruler.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music, which today is delivering you a message direct from the streets, as we're going to hear from the downtrodden, the poor and the forgotten, who live in the ghettos and garrisons of Kingston, as well as the impoverished towns and villages across the island, for whom life just gets harder and harder every day, as it's time for the House of Reggae's Sufferers Specials. Led by Jackie Bernard, that was the Kingstonians with their classic early reggae reality tune, Sufferer, which was produced by Derek Harriott and initially released on 7-inch on a blank label pre in Jamaica and the Big Shot label in the UK in early 1969, and also became the title track of their debut album on the Trojan label the following year.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And so the term sufferer is a commonly used name in Jamaica for people for whom daily life is a struggle to find adequate food, clothing and shelter. And while in most countries the music business is not interested in these people or their lives, in Jamaica, reggae music has always been a sufferer's music, as its foundations were built up from the ghettos of Kingston, back when the early sound systems played in the poorest areas of the city and garnered large and loyal followings of people who could not afford to pay to go to nightclubs or concerts, as it gave them the opportunity to listen and dance to the latest sounds. And this grassroots support has always been behind every development and progression within the music. And so today I'm picking out some of my favourite tunes which give a voice to the voiceless and reflect what daily life can really be like, as can be heard in this next early reggae number by Trevor Clark called Sufferation.
Job.
heartfelt tune from Trevor Clark there with Sufferation, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on his Studio One label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1969, and which has just seen a 7-inch reissue also on Studio One.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
And so, as you heard in that last tune, where Trevor Clark lamented that he can't get a job to buy some bread, it's not surprising to learn that compared to its neighbours across the Caribbean and Central America, Jamaica is one of the highest rates of unemployment and poverty in that part of the world. And so the stories we're going to hear today are not your usual topics for a popular record, but they are a common occurrence for many of Jamaica's poor. But with reggae music's downtown associations, it has given people the opportunity to express their fears, worries and experiences, which had previously gone unheard. Or as Buju Banton put it, the fool that had never been told. And so, brought up as the youngest child in a large family on Salt Lane, off the Spanish Town Road in West Kingston, Buju knew all about the suffering of the low-budget people, as he articulately demonstrates in one of his most famous songs, Untold Stories.
While I'm living, thanks I'll be giving.
We the town and tell the people about the physical things coming your way.
I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only Him know how we get through every day. Only I can the price, I'm a leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, all I see, people are rip and a rob, all are grime. Oh, thief never love is a thief with long bag. No love for the people who are suffering bad. Another toll to the poor, may God help us all. What is to stop the youth from getting out of control? Full up on education, yet no own a payroll. The clothes from me back of countless I owe. Could go on and on, the fool has never been told. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only Him know how we get through every day. With only I can the price, I'm a leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, me say who can afford to run will run, but what about those who can't? They will have to stay. Opportunity a scarce commodity. In this time I say, when mama spend her last and send you go class, never you ever play. It's a competitive world for low budget people, spending the time while earning a nickel, with no regard to who it may tickle. My cup is full to the brim. I could go on and on, the fool has never been told. Though this life may get better, but God now, that is a man. Some way, somehow. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only Him know how we get through every day. With only I in the price, I'm a leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, all I see, people are rip and a rob, all are grime. Oh, thief never love is a thief with long bag. No love for the people who are suffering real bad. Another toll to the poor, may God help us all. What is to stop the youth from getting out of control? Full up of education, yet no own a payroll. The clothes by your back have countless I owe. Could go on and on, the fool has never been told. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only Him know how we get through every day. Only I can the price, I'm a leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, me say who can afford to run will run, but what about those who can? They will have to stay. Opportunity a scarce commodity. In this time I say, when mama spend her last and send you go class, never you ever play. It's a competitive world for low budget people, spending their time while earning a nickel, with no regard for who it may tickle. My cup is full to the brim. I could go on, the fool has never been told. Could go on, the fool has never been told. Could go on, the fool has never been told. Could go on, the fool has never been told.
One of the greatest sufferers tunes of all time, as that was Buju Banton with Untold Stories, which was produced by Donovan Germain and released on the Operation Willy label back in 1995, and also featured on Buju's classic Till Shiloh album the same year.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
Now, many of the poorest areas of Kingston have grown up organically over the decades, as they originally started out as squatted land, when more and more people moved from the country to the city to find work. And without enough money to rent or buy property, people slept and lived where they could by building shacks and shelters. But occasionally, a government plan was implemented to turn these temporary communities into more permanent residences, such as when the government yards of Trenchtown were built in the 1940s, or when Backer Wall was turned into Tivoli Gardens 2 decades later. But if there's no work available for the citizens, then poverty still continues, and which fractures families and causes much sufferation, as is vividly described by Carl Dawkins in Dreadful Situation.
Dreadful Situation.
No.
was Carl Dawkins with Dreadful Situation, whose haunting lyrics were actually written by the guitarist Lloyd Willis, who also arranged that tune for Harry J, and which initially saw release on the Cancer label back in 1976, and was reissued on 7-inch by the Only Roots label in 2012.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life with music never dies.
And so, while Lloyd's lyrics there describe the poverty that can be experienced growing up in a one-room shack in Kingston, this next singer, Valentine Brody, gives a heartbreaking account of being homeless as a child in the deeply moving Life in the Ghetto.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
I was born in the ghetto.
Valentine Brody with Life in the Ghetto, which was released on 7-inch on the Decimals label back in the mid-1970s. And I presume the story he told in that tune was autobiographical and is one of only two tunes I can find by him, with the other being a cover version of Stevie Wonder's Living for the City.
This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica.
Now, back in 1948, a child was born in Trenchtown in downtown Kingston, and while still attending a local Boys Town school, he was plucked from obscurity by Sir Coxon Dodd in 1962, and within a year he'd become Jamaica's first child star. As I'm talking about Delroy Wilson. And although Delroy recorded exclusively for Dodd for the next 5 years, he was never compensated adequately for his recordings. And as a 19-year-old in 1967, when he was at the age when girlfriends are all important, he still felt his humble origins and financial status were a barrier to finding true love. As can be heard in this gorgeous tune called I'm Not a King.
I'm not a king. for my own girl. And all I've got is love to give you, girl. I am poor. You don't want love to open you the door. And I don't know the world with no riches to call my own girl. And all I've got is love to give you, girl. Love that is one gets love, but you're the type keep on asking for more. You better pack your things and walk through the door, 'cause I'm not a king with no riches to call my own girl. And all I've got is love to give you, girl. I am poor. You don't want to walk through the
Delroy Wilson there with I'm Not a King, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on a Studio One label in both Jamaica and the UK in 1967, and was then featured on his Good All Over album 2 years later.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, also in 1967, over at Duke Reed's Treasure Isle Studio at 33 Bond Street, the vocalist Dobby Dobson was composing this next track, which articulately expresses the same feelings Delroy was relating in that last tune. And although a professional singer from the beginning of the decade, Dobby had to supplement his income with a full-time job at the Daily Gleaner. And yet, he still felt impoverished enough to describe himself as a pauper, albeit a very loving one. And his lyrics became so popular that they've been covered many times down the decades, including by Gregory Isaacs, whose soft, vulnerable voice became a soundtrack for sufferers the world over, and for my money, recorded the ultimate version of this all-time classic track, Loving Pauper.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
I'm not in a position to maintain you the way that you're accustomed to. Can't take you out to fancy places like other fellas that I know can do. I'm only able to romance you and to make you tingle with the light. Financially, I'm a pauper, but when it comes to loving, I'm all right. Don't show me what your friends are wearing. I really don't want to see. Don't tell me what your friends are buying, girl, 'cause money doesn't grow on trees. I get so many patches on my clothes, girl, a hole in the bottom of my shoe. Financially, I'm a pauper, but when it comes to loving, I'm all right, all right, all right. You do really think buy you, girl, or drive you in GT car? If you're hungry, girl, I can feed you. For my money, girl, you won't get far. Tell me about the things that excite you and to make you tingle with the light. Tell me where to hold and touch you, so you get to tell me I'm all right, all right.
Irresistible voice of the cool ruler Gregory Isaacs there with his version of Lovin' Pauper, which was produced by Gussie Clark and originally released on 7-inch on the Puppy label in Jamaica and the Techniques label in the UK back in 1973, and later featured on numerous compilations of his recordings, such as a definitive collection on the Trojan label.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
Now another poor ghetto area of Kingston, which has produced more than its fair share of singers and musicians over the years, is Waterhouse, and is where the brothers Anthony and Kirk Davis were born and raised in the 1970s. And whereas Anthony later changed his name to Beanie Man and went off to secure global success, older brother Kirk had earlier changed his name to Little Kirk, and entered and won a talent contest back in 1981, which eventually led to him becoming a recording artist in his own right. And when still a teenager, he wrote the title track for his second album, where he described the hardships and struggles of trying to find work and money in this unforgiving tribulation, which he called Ghetto People Broke.
Ghetto people broke, ghetto people broke.
Pump, 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 pump. Well, this one dedicated to all the ghetto people them seen. Where I come from, governor the ghetto. No tribulation. Mothers, some dying to make a try. You'll see wasted lands and willing farmers, some dying to get a fly. You'll see empty houses and desperate father seeking to be employed. And ghetto people broke, and them can't get no work. Da 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 da. And ghetto people broke, and them can't get no work. Da 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 da. Jump fire. Hey,
and them can't get no work. Da 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 da, and got the people broke. And them can't get no work.
Was Little Kirk with Ghetto People Broke, which was produced by Ruddy Burnett and was a title track of Kirk's 1987 album on the Ruddy's Music label, and which has since been reissued on the Liberty Reggae label. Now, as mentioned earlier in the show, that over the decades in Jamaica, there has been inadequate housing and infrastructure to support the whole population, and this has resulted in many families being forced to find shelter where they can. And recent estimates suggest that anything up to 500,000 Jamaicans are currently living in either squatted houses or on land which they don't own, often for many years or even generations. And so when the government or police come along to remove them from their homes, it obviously creates even more hardship and suffering. And this was articulately demonstrated by Vybz Kartel in his 2011 recording, Poor People Land. Poor people.
Can't believe it. Government won't move me. I'm a done refugee in my own country. But a long, long time, me living here so can't go away. Them really them poor people for food. Them really them poor people for food. Oh, in the Babylon, where you get the system you're from? But those are done poor people land. Don't know seminar vote again, no sir. For the MP don't give a damn. But where you get the system you're from? Both semi live on Swaziland. Two me don't rich like Matalan, no sir. Me a born Jamaican. Me no have nowhere to go. Me born and me grow, you're so in a the ghetto. Bigger heads, make you a blind now. Me can't buy your house up a cherry garden. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The tribulation in a the ghetto is a must. Never qualify for no housing trust. Cause me lose all of my money in a cash pound. But me know say me a born Jamaican. Me day of from slavery as a African. Somebody tell me where my talent come from. We own so much land in our island.
Tell me
Chin, go back to Japan, call Jamaica, feed the black man. From Moran Pine to Negril Pine, from St. Thomas to Westmoreland. Oh, in Mr. Babylon, where you get the system you're from? Boy, those are down poor people land. Jah know seminar vote again, no sir. God, the MP don't give a damn. Where you get the system you're from? Both semi live on Scotland. Joe, me don't rich like Matalan, no sir. Me a bad Jamaican. Oh yes, I'm a big me bad. So them no know no where else. Government care about them then no. Come and know you no care for the parents. love me, beg you, lease me the peace and land, ya. Yeah. Have no problem for pay rent. Run, come, give me your eviction notice. For poor people, you don't have no patience. Me know, say me a born Jamaican. Me dey a from slavery as a African. Somebody tell me where my talent come from. We own so much land in our island.
Tell me.
A chin, go back to Japan, Kaja, Jamaica, Figgy Black Man.
From Moran Pine to Negril Pine, from St. Thomas to Westmoreland.
Oh, yes, a Babylon. Where you get the system here from? But those are young poor people, and John, no seminar vote again, no, sir. For the MP, don't give a damn. Where you get the system here from? Don't send me live on Scotland. Show me door rich like Matalandosa. Me a bad Jamaican.
On top of the message rhythm, that was Vibes Cartel with Poor People Land, which was produced by Donovan Bennett and released on both Download and 7-inch on his Don Corleone label in 2011.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
Now, back in 2005, a 10-year-old boy recorded a single called Poverty on top of a righteous Nyabingi-style rhythm, and in the process became the youngest singer to have a number one hit record in Jamaica. As I'm talking about Kareem QQ Dawkins, whose insightful lyrics far betrayed his tender age, as he soon followed up the success of Poverty with another raw description of a child's eye view of not only the suffering and hardships of ghetto living, but also of the hopes and dreams of a brighter future. In Better Must Come.
Redeem a full of culture, y'all.
Young QQ, I'm not too. He never go, I got turned wrong fool. Him couldn't have
put a blessing to the man of him rule. Because better must come, better must come. So me tell you them say long bus no gun. Better must come, better must come. Rise to the occasion.
That was a 10-year-old QQ with Better Must Come, which was produced by Sheldon Stewart and released on 7-inch on his Cali Bud label in Jamaica back in 2005. And so while QQ dreamt of meeting stars like Halle Berry, this next track sought more divine inspiration to help the protagonist through growing up in sufferation, as it's by the Silvertones, who had first arrived on the Kingston music scene in rocksteady years with a series of sweet love songs for Duke Reid. But the lead singer Delroy Denton was also keen to acknowledge his tough upbringing too, with recordings in the early 70s like Oppression for Lee Perry, where he intoned about being born and raised in a one-room shack with one shirt on his back. But despite these poor surroundings, he was still able to give thanks and praise for what he had and how strong it had made him, as can be heard in this sweet tune he recorded for Sonia Pottinger, which is called Sufferer's Child.
Sufferer's Child, Sufferer's Child.
Spread out in Seattle. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting hotter and hotter?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord know that I was born a sufferer's child, but I only have happiness once in a while. But I want to say thanks to the Lord for what I have, cause when my sorrows surround me, He made me strong. I've brought no riches on me. I hated no one for this shame. But if they could only know the troubles I've been. Whoa, whoa. So I've got to get a good thing going. If it must cost my life, I know the good Lord will have mercy. And every suffering child. Troubles I've been. Oh, whoa, so I've got to get a good thing going. If it must cost my life, I know the good Lord will have mercy and every suffering child. La 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 la. Wow wow wow. La 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 la. I don't know why I was born a sufferer's child, and I only have happiness once in a while. La 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 la.
That was the Silvertones with Sufferer's Child, which was produced by Sonia Pottinger and released on her High Note label in Jamaica back in 1973, and has since been compiled on the CD release Reggae Train on the Heartbeat label, where it was renamed Sufferer's Choice.
Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music!
And so, taking the lead from the theme of that last tune, next up we're going to hear from Wayne Wade, who started out his career while still at school with a consciousness-raising Black Is Our Colour and Man of the Living for Vivian Yabby U Jackson back in 1975. And over the ensuing years, he mixed up his repertoire between Deep Roots and Sweet Lovers. And in 1981, he recorded a love song to Jah, where he acknowledged the suffering that poverty creates, but he still proclaimed that he'd rather be poor and humble than be rich and live in mansions.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself
in the personality of our imperial majesty and pride is the last side of us. Rastafari.
I'd rather to be poor and clean and humble than to be rich and mansions. And the poor man cries around me, yes, saying he's caused my youth to suffer. Sin on your head. The poor man's eye water is seeping down your brain. No way, sir. I'd rather to be poor and humble, or let them dig my grave. I came here to live. I didn't come here to die. No way, sir. The wages of sin is death. The gift of joy is eternal life. Why should I die? I fear no one, sir. No one in a Babylon, sir. My poor black mama cries. My black mama cries. But we poor and humble anyway, oh Jaja. We gonna serve you for the rest of our days. Cause Jaja loves the poor and humble. He loves the man. In a humble way, don't go astray. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Sing a song unto Jah. We gonna sing a love song to you, Jah.
The Roots classic Poor and Humble there by Wayne Wade, which was produced by Linville Thompson and mixed by Scientist at King Tubby's, and which came out on 12-inch on the Greensleeves label back in 1981 and was also the title track of Wayne's full-length album the following year on the Live and Learn label.
Rastafari.
Now, we've already heard from Gregory Isaacs once today, but to me, he has the ultimate voice of the sufferer, whether that be in life or in love, or even mixing the two together, as we heard earlier in Lovin' Pauper, whose theme he also repeated in another early single, All I Have Is Love. And born and raised in Denham Town in downtown Kingston, Gregory never left the ghetto, despite his international fame and success. And he even released a full-length album in 1998 called Kingston 14, Denham Town, where he introduces a title track by saying, "Down in the ghetto, the only place I know." And so it's with this understanding of his attachment to his background and community that informs this 1979 recording, which is called Poor and Clean.
This is your number one station, your official station.
A rich man heaven. Yes, a poor man's hell. Slaving in your factory. Ooh-wee.
for so long I've been a living in this old community. Yeah, where no one knew my pain, yet I've paid the cost. No one knew my pain, Lord, yet I've paid the cost.
Second time today, that was a shimmering voice of one Gregory Isaacs, this time with Poor and Clean, which he produced himself and released on his Cash and Carry label in 1979, and which also featured on his Lonely Lover album the following year. But I'm going to end the show today with a final plea for justice and emancipation from the indignity and brutality of poverty. Because despite the last couple of tunes searching for the qualities of living a poor and humble life, I don't want to romanticise sufferation, and so this final tune is a coruscating scream of help going out to the Almighty. Because a loss of hope of anything ever changing can be the final straw for anyone enduring so much hardship, and when the politicians and those in power don't seem able to change anything, or even seem to care, then for people like the Trenchtown-born Enos MacLeod, there's just one thing left to do, and that's to say the sufferer's prayer.
Only you can set me free. mama no more. Only you, Lord, can understand. Some of
powerful stuff indeed, as that was the emotionally wrought Enos McLeod there with Sufferer's Prayer, which he produced himself and initially released on the Afro Black label back in the mid-70s, and which has recently seen a reissue on 7-inch vinyl via the Iroko label. But that is all I've got time to play for you today, and so it just leaves me to thank you for listening in, and I hope you've enjoyed these particularly emotionally ravaged tunes. And if you did, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show each and every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com. for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.